We're doing Ahavat Chesed. We're up to the ninth chapter, the tenth paragraph. Tzich lishalem nasachir bizmano kol ma shemigia lo. Part of the obligation of paying wages on time is that you pay in full. Im yesh lo, yo babysitter 70 shekel, don't pay her 50 or 60. Paying on time means paying the full wages on time. V'im lo yishlim lo kol tzcharo, and if a person has not completely paid the wages on time, and he has the money, over bival talin al zeh miktzat shepichet lo, over that minuscule amount that he didn't finish paying, he also transgresses the biblical prohibition, don't leave overnight the wages that you owe a worker. V'chein im en lebal habayit kol ha'maot shemagen la'sachir, afilu hachi chayav liten lo ma sheyesh lo. And so too, if the guy who hired him doesn't have the full wages, the guy worked for you all day, at the end of the day you realize you're out of cash, you only have 80% of what you owe. He painted your house, you owe him 2,000 shekel, you only have 1,500 at home. You didn't realize your wife went out and bought groceries, you're short 500 shekel. The halacha still insists, whatever cash you have on hand, you must pay him at that day. V'im lo natan, and if you did not give him whatever cash you had on hand, ovel bevaltalin, the person has transgressed the biblical prohibition not to leave over a worker's wages. Even though we don't have the full wages, but the Torah says, if you don't have the full wages on hand, pay him the maximum you can pay at that time, pay him the maximum cash you do have on hand.